Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Jen Twin. It's the 21st of July, last day of school, yay! And I'm on my way back home for now, having dropped the kids off, and I had a quick chat with a friend in the playground, standing in the sun without my sunglasses on, and oh look, I'm already hot. But it's not going to be as hot today, which is nice. Supposedly, but the sun is out, so. But I definitely cooled down last night. We all slept much better. But yeah, it's another beautiful day. I think there's going to be some rain tomorrow. And then the weekend looks good. So we'll see. I watered the garden yesterday morning, and I was glad I did. Because I wasn't going to be around in the evening. And it was quite cloudy throughout the morning, so I don't think my plants burned too much. Going up that way, okay. So yeah, now I'm gonna go into town. So I've got a couple of errands to run. Drop a few things off, pick a few things up, that sort of thing. Do some shopping. Can't believe I forgot to order more ice cream. And then, rather shockingly, all my German sausage meats didn't turn up yesterday. I thought, oh no! Is this already... Is this already the result of Brexit? We can no longer get these, so I'm hoping they're going to have them in Waitrose, otherwise I'll be in trouble. So yes, oh yeah, seeing as I just saw a cabriolet go past, yeah, we looked at the video footage of that very rude man. Simon was quite shocked. Yeah, he also said, gosh, he said there was no pause. He said, the guy just stopped and started making rude gestures straight away. So yeah, which is what enraged me so much. Because I thought, yeah, he didn't even think about it. He just started straight away. Anyway, but we can't use it because turns out the timestamp's all wrong. Well, I didn't notice, I guess, but I never really did anything about it. But yeah, you couldn't really use that as evidence because you can't prove when it really happened. Other than, as Simon pointed out, I had music playing that didn't exist back in 2013. We corrected that now, so the next one I encounter, I can definitely think about it, about passing it on. Yeah, what else? Yeah, see, plants are looking okay here. I think that was worth me doing a bit of watering yesterday. Yeah, I've got a new lavender. It's lovely. It's really got very, very big purpley flowers. So that's very nice. So usually if you take the dead flowers off, you get some more coming. So let's see if that works. And then I end up smelling of lavender, which is not a bad thing. Also wanted to say thank you to Shillelagh. Of course it was Graf von Stauffenberg, who let the coup to get rid of Hitler, 20th of July, 1944. Excellent. I did remember when I posted the boo late at night, but I was a little bit too tipsy to record it, so I just stuffed it in the notes. We had a lovely night out last night. Went to the cinema to see Love and Friendship, which is sort of from a Jane Austen novella, possibly unfinished. I'll have to read up on it. I think they used a novella, and they also used something else, I think, some other book of hers, and kind of combined it and then brought in a new ending or whatever. But it was really cleverly done, and there were all the usual sort of social satire, I guess, that Austin is so good at, and a lot of witty put downs, etc. So it was really good. It was good fun, and also because we went at the we didn't just go at a normal cinema. You've heard me talk about our local cinema, the one with the small screen, so small you almost think that you've invited loads of people to your own house, and you're sitting in front of your telly. But now this was, you know, this is an Art Deco cinema, one of the original Art Deco cinemas, and it's just such a difference. It really is. I mean, it wasn't even too hot in there. I mean, it was hot in the foyer, but once you got in, it was nice and air conditioned, and we were on the balcony. They've got a bar downstairs, and they've got tables, so they don't cram that many people in, which is why it's a bit unusual to get seats there. So you can have a table and sort of comfortably watch the film there, or you can sit upstairs where it's like normal cinema. But when I say normal, again, they don't cram that many people in. The seats are really wide, really comfy, and you get loads of leg room. So, you know, modern cinemas aren't that spacious. And apart from the fact that they've restored all the original features, so there's lovely swirly patterns around the screen, and then there's sort of shell-like lamps on the sides, and then again a lovely golden swirly pattern in the ceiling. So it's just an experience, you know. And after the hot day, I was desperate for a glass of white wine, which I got, and you know, it was nice. It was a really good experience, and yeah, and then we went for a drink afterwards as well, because the film started quite early and finished quite early. So yeah, it was a really nice evening. So nice kind of end of term thing to do. Now today I've got some more stuff, well, apart from work and then picking up the kids early, so I've also got some stuff to do governor wise somehow things always get crammed into the last week or couple of weeks, but much of it is in preparation for September, so yeah, anyways, but there's things to do still. What else? I haven't got an awful lot of time. Oh, I am conscious. I also wanted to say thank you for to Omani Blog, Paul, for your boo. Where you talked about my boo from Tuesday. So thank you for that, and using that as a hook too. And I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry that you felt, you know, you couldn't talk back, and I know it's kind of. It's a strange one, isn't it? Having said that, I don't know. I can't usually keep to 2 minutes anyway. So even if you were talking to me in real life, you'd probably have to wait for more than 2 minutes for me to finish my point. Conciseness is not one of my strong suits. Yeah. But I know what you mean. It's a different way. I think when we first started out on Audioboo, we were sort of just responding to each other's messages, and it was a kind of delayed conversation. And you had to remember each other's points and then, you know, sort of reply next day. And in a way, I think, it suits me. Because, you know, I have the time to talk, I have the time to listen. But I'm also whereas if I had to make time when other people have time, that's kind of a, you know, you don't have to range yourselves with other people. But yeah, I'm acutely aware that, I must not lose the art of conversation, of sort of, you know, speaking, taking up somebody else's point, letting them have a say, blah, blah, blah. So that's what I do in real time when I go out with friends. But I'm going to run out of time here. But yeah, the thing is also I am painfully shy, so I'm quite happy to just talk and have a monologue and then And then respond later at my leisure. And that's what I'm used to, sort of, you know, with these boos and private messages too.